Yes, definitely looking forward to it. I think, you know, I've had a background of being with underage teams, but it's a bigger challenge now to be with a senior team. But, you know, we've got the National League and that over with us, and I would definitely be looking forward to the year ahead. Hopefully it'll be a good summer.
A National League campaign used, obviously, to blood players to try things out, but just almost reached the semi-finals.
I suppose we would look back on the campaign, you know, in that we did have a few injuries in that, you know, to key players, and I think they were maybe carrying over from the end of last year. But we'd be fairly happy at the start of the campaign, maybe after the first two or three games, it wasn't looking great. But we always knew that, you know, they weren't playing bad football and that they were a good team. It just was at times we weren't getting the result, and it was maybe even the closing 1 or 2 minutes of each game that we were, you know, tailing off. But as it went on and we got fitter and stronger, you know, the quality of the team started to come to the fore, and we got the results we needed. And, you know, only but for goal difference, we could have been in the semi-final.
It did afford you and the management team the chance to look at the new players, though.
Yes, definitely. The National League was, you know, was a way for us to look at players. You know, I've already mentioned we were missing 2 or 3, maybe 4 senior players from carrying injuries from the end of last year, and some that they picked up in pre-season. And, you know, we had to maybe look at the younger players and players who were in the panel for the first time, and they came in and, you know, they fitted into the team well and did job for us in each game. So, you know, from that point of view, with those experienced players back now fully fit, and those youngsters have all got that experience behind them, so it means that things are boding well now for the summer ahead.
Are you happy with the blend of players you have at the moment?
I think now we've got a good blend of youth and experience, and we've got good cover in all positions. And, you know, we think we've 30 players who could play in any position. You know, in days gone by, maybe if you lost 1 or 2 key players, you thought you were going to struggle. But now we feel we've got the 30 players that can come in, and we're content and happy that any one of them can play.
Overall then, Martina, are you happy with the build-up you've had?
But, you know, there's been a lot of club football, and we look at it from the point of view that it has given a lot of girls good quality time with their clubs, and they've all been playing. Thankfully, there's been no major injuries that's come out of it, and everybody's match sharp and everybody's fit. And playing the club football has really developed that. And we think now that we've had a good 3 to 4 weeks where we've had them on our own. And the club fixtures have tailed off a wee bit after the club semi-final, so we think now that we've had plenty of time with them and they're really gelling together in training. Myself and the 3 boys, we've been working hard in training and working on different things with the girls, and the girls themselves have responded brilliantly, and everybody has put in the time and the commitment, and the sharpness is there, and we can see every time we step onto the pitch at training or in challenge games that they're raising the levels up to a new level. So we think that come Saturday we'll definitely be fully fit and raring to go, and we just think that we'll be more than in contention for this championship this summer.
There are, though, 1 or 2 injury concerns.
Well, there is, but there's always going to be that. We're just thankful that none of them are very serious. They are just really knocks. We're glad now we've Sarah Connolly back playing. Sarah was out from the first National League game with a knee injury, and she has started to come back and played a couple of games for her club. She's back in full training this 2 or 3 weeks, so that's a bonus. We've also got a few wee issues with maybe the like of Ailish Gormley and Linda Donnelly, but again, they're more knocks. They're not going to be situations where they're going to be out for months on end. And again, not disrespecting any of those players that we've mentioned, we think that we've got plenty of other good players who can fill those gaps and who are well enabled to go on and play and, you know, do the job for us. Like,
Donegal came back very strong in their National League game with Tyrone at Drumrah. Is it a worry to you the way they got back into the game?
I think that it was the 3rd National League game, and we would have held a lead with about 15 minutes to go in that game, and we lost a player to the sin bin, and it disrupted our whole flow and disrupted our tactics and took the girls a few minutes to settle again. And once they had, we'd let Donegal back into it. They got 2 or 3 goals. So, you know, we know what we're going to face. We know the quality that Donegal have, and we know that they're a very good team. We'll not be taking them lightly, and I think every one of our girls looks back on that encounter in Drumrah and knows what they have to do on Saturday. And now we do know that it's going to take a full 60 minutes, that you can't play for 45 minutes and expect to win it, not against a team like Donegal.
You will draw the positives from that experience then?
Yes, we definitely can, because for 45 minutes of that game we were the better team. You know, we dominated all sectors of the field, and our forwards were moving well and scoring well, and our defence was on top. You know, so we have to look at those those positives. You always look at the negatives from a game, and you know, we've analysed and looked at why, you know, we fell away in the last 15 minutes, and I know fitness was a lot to do with it at that time. It was our third game and we maybe hadn't got the work done that we wanted. But now, you know, we're much fitter, we're much sharper, and we know that defensively we're much stronger as well. And the girls have got a bit of a wake up call that day, and thankfully in the few National League games that followed, you know, we didn't concede the same amount of scores.
Now, obviously, last year, Martina Tyrone got to the All-Ireland final, but winning Ulster is an important aspect of a campaign as well, and do you want to continue through the front door?
Yes, we've spoke about this, and like, our intention is, you know, to take the Ulster Championship seriously. We want to be winning Ulster and moving on to the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland stages. You don't want to be going into the qualifiers because you just don't know what kind of draw you're going to get. And, you know, you could look at it from the point of view that you may draw a team who's playing Division 3 or Division 4, but you have to look at it that you could also draw a team playing Division 1 football. So you don't want to be getting into that lottery. At the end of the day, we want to be going through the front door. We want to be winning Ulster and gaining the confidence that gives you, and then pushing on into the summer, into the July and August months.
First and foremost though, Martina, getting past Donegal is the target.
So we will respect them, but there's no doubt that we're going out to win the game, and that we intend to win on Saturday and to go toward an Ulster final. And after Saturday's over, we look at what happens from then.